Yuri Kiyonaga, the artist, born in 1752 as the son of a book dealer, and was then able to visit the Kabuki Theater and started to illustrate theater programs. His earliest known design is from 1767, when he was 15. And this he designed when he was 33 years old. This is rare. It's a very rare design, expressive design, of a print that I know only two impressions of. The one in Minneapolis, and then there is a second one at the Art Institute of Chicago. So these two, I believe, are the only two impressions that still exist of this design. Very important here are the colors. Today, if you look at prints, you still can find, of some prints, dozens of impressions. But the question is, how is the condition of the color? And in this particular case, the colors are really very vibrant. They are fresh, as good as they were at the time when this print was done. Look at, for example, purple. That is the most vulnerable of all. Purple fades away. Purple becomes like a washed, pinkish color. But here, the purple is still very strong. Purple is also more expensive. So the more purple in the print, the more expensive the production of the print was. This is a fabulous, fabulous example of an actor print at this time period in a really pristine condition. Interesting also is the kimono, the pattern. If you look at the one on the right-hand corner, the green pattern, the purple pattern, you go above that in the upper right-hand corner, again, different patterns, which all resemble what really was worn on stage. How elaborate those kimono really were. That, of course, are a lot of details, meticulous work by the artist, but then also meticulous work by the block carvers. We should not forget that this is a wood block print. So all these fine details, the armor of the assassin in the left-hand corner, the straw hat, the hair especially, all these details had to be carved in wood blocks. The wood carvers, they had to be very, very skilled, and this is a demanding job.